isn't it? I've got written down, this is what I've got written down here. This is all like new material, or new anyway. We'll find out whether it's material or not. I've got written down plethysmograph. We all know what that is, don't we? We all know, something like, so do you know what a plethysmograph is?
It sounds gross.
Yeah, it is kind of. It's, so plethysmograph, plethysmos means organ in Greek, right? So it's a way of measuring organs. You know which organs what I'm talking about, don't you? So kind of like, it started out as like a way of kind of figuring out whether men were gay or not. So kind of, yeah, kind of, it's positive stuff, right? So the guys who like kind of were claiming they were gay so they couldn't be in the army, it's like a rubber ring around the kind of penis, right? But then now there's like a lady version, right? So it's like a test tube, kind of, that you put kind of inside the lady. This is going well, isn't it? So like lots of people talk about porn when they're doing stand-up, right? And so I was reading this book, right? And this lady, she was doing this research and she showed lots and lots of different porn to men and to women, to straight men, straight women, gay women. And she showed them, what did she show them? She showed them pictures of a hunky man, but with a limp dick. And then she showed them pictures of like men and men, like, and then like women and women, and then like women and men. And then this is the kicker, this is the, like, the kind of like the joker. She showed them pictures of like bonobos, right? Like bonobo monkeys having sex, right? And so this is the kind of thing that's kind of really interesting. Like, so you show kind of all those pictures to kind of like straight men, and you get the kind of reaction that you kind of expect, right? So they're not very interested in the kind of like hunky man with a limp dick. They're not very interested at all in men with men. Women with women, they're very interested. Women and men, they're very interested. Naked women, they're very interested. Bonobos, not at all, right? Gay men, they're not really interested in the guy with a limp dick. Men on men, they're very interested. Women on women, not interested. Men on women, not interested, right? This is the really interesting bit, the bit that I find fascinating. Women, straight women, interested in all of it. Right? Right? Apart from, right, of all those things I've talked about, which thing do you think the women genuinely weren't interested in?
The bonobo monkeys.
The hunky man with a limp noodle, yeah. Everything else, right? Bonobos, they were into the bonobos, right? This what was that, Andy? We need your input, always. What? Okay, now you're leading with incoherence, which is kind of just kind of like wah 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 wah. What?
You're making it worth it, apparently.
I'm making it worth it. Good. Is this a compliment? I'm not even picking it up. If it's a compliment. Is this good?
I think it is.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. Fine. So part of this is part. So one of the ways they explain this. One of the ways they explain this is that men basically, they pretty much kind of decide on their sexuality when they're about 4 or 5. So when I saw Alison Braye's knickers at the age of 4, I was pretty sold on the whole, right? Women, they exhibit this thing called sexual plasticity, right? Which means that beyond a certain age, they'd just rather have a dildo. That's a joke. We got to one. We got to one, finally, right? So I've got like two compete. Philip Carl, whatever your name is, kick me off when you think, because I'm not timing myself, right? So, and where are we? Yeah, just go for it, babe. I don't get that a lot. I'm just going to tell you one more thing. Like, when we're talking about grandmas and funerals, we're talking about fathers and funerals, but I got to just share with you, like, the thing that happened at my, this really happened at my grandma's funeral. Nobody liked my grandma, right? Because she was a horrible woman. And so kind of like, in Yorkshire at her funeral, yeah, I know. In Yorkshire at her funeral, in the funeral oration, they really said this. Mary Stringer, she was a short woman. That was the best thing they could find to say about her, right? Now, if you're thinking that your life's not going very well, just think that you could probably do better than that. in your funeral. And the thing is, like, nobody there went, no, that's not true, because you were sure, right? But also, nobody can think of anything better than that to say about it, right? So that, I'm going to end on that. It was kind of new material. Tell me, come and tell me afterwards what you thought about the plethysmograph stuff, because it's that's entirely
it's actually super.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
I genuinely thought that when he was talking about